Well, it's very clear to us this last couple of days that this whole administration of this tax, the government and the Gaul County Councils seem that they can't manage it. There are people contacting us now this last 3 or 4 days, well, I suppose since last Tuesday, saying that they've received letters from the council asking them to pay their this unjust household tax when they've clearly have already paid it. This would say to us that the government hasn't much of a clue. It's been a fiasco since the start. So I would be calling for Donegal County Council now to do what they're there to do, is to look after the interest of the people of Donegal and to stop administrating this tax on behalf of the government.
There is going to be some concern, and it has been raised, about what level of support Can't Pay, Won't Pay will be able to offer people if we do get down to a stage whereby they are taken to court. What role do you think your group will have in that?
Well, if people are brought to court, there's a number of things there. We will be there protesting, as was done back in the 90s during the house or the water tax. We'll be fully supporting people. We have a membership there that, what I call it, we're hoping to be able to, or we will be able to support people in court. But in relation to bringing people to court, 700,000-800,000 people, they wouldn't be able to manage it. It's not practical. They would need to be hiring out the RDS or Co-Park and sitting for months on end, 24 hours to take everybody to court.